America is often referred to as a melting pot, a variety of cultures coming together through the country's history to shape who we are today. The definition of American roots music can refer to everything from blues and gospel to country, bluegrass, and folk, highlighting that wide range of diversity is the mission statement of the band known as the American Patchwork Quartet. The band draws on their diverse backgrounds to reimagine traditional American roots music through a multicultural jazz quartet. And they are performing this Thursday, February 5th, at the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley. The group is led by two-time Grammy-winning guitarist and vocalist Clay Ross, and he joins us today. What a treat. Welcome.
Hi, Vicky. It's nice to meet you. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
So before we get into the American Patchwork Quartet, I'd like to learn more about your history and your story as a musician. How did you get started?
I'm from Anderson, South Carolina. Fun fact, I went to high school with Chadwick Boseman, who was, you know, Black Panther and amazing actor. And so I grew up in the upstate, went to college at the College of Charleston in South Carolina, and that's where I first discovered jazz music and the roots music of the Carolina Lowcountry. I later formed a quintet with my bandmates from that era, and that group celebrates the Gullah music of the Carolina coast, and that group of musicians are all descendants of Gullah culture, and that project went on to win 2 Grammy Awards, which is incredible. And through my love of roots music and my sort of very diverse background here, as I've lived now in New York City for over 25 years, and my friendships and just collaborations here really reflect quite a multicultural country that we live in. And I wanted to share that through my music. And that's how American Patchwork Quartet was born.
Yeah, and you'll be performing in our backyard in the Sierra Foothills in Nevada County later this week. How did the concept come together for the American Patchwork Quartet?
It really started very organically. You know, as I said, I've been in New York now for 25 years, and I've been blessed to have some incredible opportunities, including teaching as a teaching artist at Carnegie Hall. And through my relationship with Carnegie Hall, I met the singer Falu, who is an 11th generation Hindustani classical vocalist. And when I first heard Falu's voice, I was so floored. And I thought to myself, I would love to make music with this person. I don't know how we are compatible in any way, but I would love to make music together. And lucky for me, we actually got paired in a classroom, and we ended up spending a lot of time together planning our lessons. And we became really good friends and became really close. And I was sharing all this roots music that I'm a huge fan of with Falu. And she instantly identified with the melodies, the longing, the beauty in the songs. The music is about people, for people. And it talks about universal themes of love and loss. And it's the kind of thing that's easy to connect to, no matter where you're from. And Falu loved the songs. And we just decided, hey, you know, whether my ancestors came here hundreds of years ago or you came here 20 years ago, we're both American. Let's see what it's like if we explore these songs together.
Well, a great example of how you are recontextualizing classic American folk songs is Shenandoah. And we're going to take a listen to your version. But before we hit play, what can you tell us more about this original song and what's so special about it?
Yeah, well, so this is a song that's often sort of credited as being sung by like French Canadian fur traders coming down through the Missouri, and it's got such a beautiful lilting melody, and it's often told from the perspective of maybe a British or French settler in the New World who has fallen in love with an indigenous woman, and he is asking for her hand in marriage to the father. And so it's a really beautiful and very American song. It's just such a quintessential American song because at its very core is a collision of culture.
Let's take a listen.
Daughter,
Oh, I love that. I mean, often when we think about music, we think of it through like genres, right? Which can be limiting. But music is very much alive and can take different shapes and evolve and be reinterpreted. And that's beautiful that you're doing this.
That's 100% the message that we're trying to communicate with our music. You know, American music was created through this collision of cultures. And, you know, people often refer to American music as a melting pot. And we like that metaphor. That's perfectly fine. But we've really adopted the idea of the patchwork because we want every musician in our ensemble to maintain the integrity of their cultural identity when they come to this music. Our drummer, Clarence, he's from Detroit, Michigan. I mean, he did not grow up listening to Shenandoah and, you know, American Appalachian folk music. And when I asked him to join the band, he said, well, I don't know anything about that. And I said, but I want you to do, you know, what you do and bring your flavor to it. And so it's tinged with all the different perspectives of every member of the group. So, we're trying to bring this conversation forward.
We're going to play another song. This is The Devil's Nine. What would you like us to know about it before we hit play?
Oh, I love this one. This is one of my favorite songs on the album. You know, I'm a huge fan of African music, and the heart of American rhythm is in African rhythm, right? The African diaspora and the African influence on American music is just profound, because we wouldn't have jazz, we wouldn't have rock and roll, we wouldn't have bluegrass, we wouldn't even have country music without that feeling, right? And so in this piece, I play a style of West African guitar called palm wine picking that actually I learned when I was on tour in Africa as a cultural ambassador for the U.S. State Department. And I got to tour across Africa. We were in five different countries. It was such a life-changing trip. And we really, I think, hit it with this song where we hear a lot of different influences from Falu's, you know, this thing that she taught us called a chakradar, where she's, it's a very Hindustani classical idea in music. And it's just something I think that only we could do. And so I'm really proud of it for that reason.
Well, let's take a listen.
Answer my questions, nine. Sing 99 and 90. All you are, God, you're one of mine. And who is the weaver's Bonnie? What is whiter than a milk? Sing 99 and 90. And what is softer than a silk? And who is the weaver's bunny?
Snow is whiter than a milk. Sing 99 and 90. And down is softer than a silk. And I'm the weaver's bunny.
Clay Ross is a Grammy-winning guitarist and band leader of the American Patchwork Quartet. Clay, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your work.
It's so great to be here, and I'm just really excited, you know, to be coming to perform in Grass Valley for the first time. So on February 5th, this Thursday, you know, we'll be in Grass Valley at the Arts Center there, and we're also playing Merced right after that on February 6th on Friday. And I really hope to see some of you guys out there. It's going to be great.
And if you're interested in attending, we have more information on these shows on our Insight page. And to close out, we're going to listen to the American Patchwork Quartet song, Pretty Sarah. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
can understand. Ain't nothing.